and welcome back to TipDV Mining. I'm delighted to be joined by Mick Billing, Chairman and Chief Executive of Thor Mining. Welcome, Mick.
Hi, Beth. Thanks very much for having me here.
Pleasure. So would you be able to start by refreshing investor memories and talking a little bit about what Thor Mining actually does?
Yeah, sure. Thor are in the tungsten business. We have an advanced tungsten project in Australia, around the centre of Australia, called Molly Hill, and one that is less advanced, but we think very exciting and could be quite large in the longer term in Nevada in the USA.
And how are you prioritising those two projects at the moment? Is it all about Molly Hill? Is the one in the centre of Australia? Is that the lead project, or
it is, Charles? And for essentially the reason that Molly Hill is what we call shovel ready. We've done the exploration work. We're always doing a little bit more, of course, but we've done that. We've got an ore reserve, we've done a feasibility study, environmental clearances, approvals from the traditional owners to do what we want to do. It's ready to go. As I said, we are always trying to do things to make it a little bit better, to optimise it, but Molly Hill is ready to go, whereas the one in Nevada is probably 5 or more years from being shovel ready. And obviously you work on what is likely to give you the first buck.
The nearest return, absolutely. So we got these two projects. You said that Molly Hill was shovel ready. So the next stage would ordinarily be to raise money and to finance the development of the project, or
it is. And we have been having some discussions over the last year or so. I guess during 2014-15, the tungsten price went in an unfortunate direction. And there's been some gradual movements heading back in the right direction so far this year. And so we are hopeful that finance will become available for Molly Hill in the near term. But along the way, we're trying to do some things that will improve the returns, make it cheaper, more cost effective.
And what are those things? And are you optimising the pre-feasibility study, or are you said it was a PFS, didn't it?
Yes.
Not a bankable.
That's good. No, it's the definitive.
Oh, it is. So, right, it is. Okay. So
it is. It does, or it did at the time, meet the criteria for a bankable study, and so plus or minus 15% for your costings, etc. So it was in pretty good shape when we produced that early last year.
And does the project actually work? You talked about the tungsten price falling 2014, and you know it's moved back slightly in the right direction. Does it actually work at the current price, or do you need the tungsten price to meet a certain threshold?
I think we'd all like the tungsten price to move up a little bit more, Charles. If we look at the cost of our production compared with the tungsten price now, yes, it makes money. I think we would like it to move up a little bit more so it makes a little bit more money, because that will then make it a little more attractive to investors. So, yes, we would like... Having said that, there are a number of people who opine on metal prices going forward, and most of those that I talk to are relatively confident that there will be a steady improvement for the next couple of years at least.
So at some point you're expecting to go forward. And so what are you doing in the interim then? Because at some point in the next couple of years you then hope to be... How much is it you have to raise?
Project finance for Molly Hill is about $40 million. There's another $8 million that that I call yellow goods that can be financed separately. Mm-hmm. Because
you mean big trucks and
yeah, because people can take a mortgage over those pieces of equipment. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that is not available for that, the site works, the assembly of the plant and all of those things, that's about $40 million. So not a big lump, but certainly a little bit more than we have at the moment.
A little bit more than I have in my bank account, for example, at the moment. And would you finance that? You talked about project financing. Are you looking to debt finance that, or is it 50-50 debt equity? Or
we would like to do as much of it with the debt as we possibly could. There have been discussions with some where a joint venture arrangement may be possible. I guess when you are chasing money, the people who are offering the money normally set the terms, and then if they're acceptable to us, we will move forward. But I guess all options are open from our point of view.
And how are you developing the project in the interim? Because you say there's this period where you expect the tungsten price to get better, but until then you're doing little bits to improve it here and there. So tell us a little bit about what exactly you are doing.
Fine. I guess we're approaching it in a couple of fronts. One is on the costs of what we're doing. and we have in recent times made quite good progress with the cost of delivery of energy to the project, the power. We're not on the grid, the local grid, and so we have to generate our own power, and the standard way of doing that in remote parts of the world is with a diesel-powered generator. We've made a lot of progress in the last few months with the idea of diesel solar hybrid, where we get about 70% of our daytime power from solar sources, and that has, or that is starting to look like it will reduce our cost for power down by 20-25% in total. Now that's an outstanding improvement, and we're going to bank that very quickly. The other thing we're doing on the exploration front is to try and add to the resource inventory at Molly Hill. There's a number of targets close to Molly Hill that have the same geophysical signature. We did a drilling program on some of those, a very shallow drilling program, what you would call geochemical work, in August. And we had some preliminary results on that from XRF analysis on site.
This is the handheld thing that you point out and ping them.
That's correct.
And presumably you sent them away to be analysed.
That's correct. And that
so you're waiting for those.
We're waiting for that to come back.
Can you tell us a little bit about the XRF results?
Well, we had sniffs of low-level tungsten at one location within a couple of hundred metres of the Molly Hill deposit. Quite low, but listen, we were 3 or 4 metres into the surface, and the fact that there is any tungsten at all, 3 or 4 metres down, is very exciting for us. So we're going to go back quite soon and pepper that area with some more, again, quite shallow holes, but quite densely but quite closely spaced.
So would it be fair to describe this as a sort of an advanced soil sampling program, and what you've come up with is a tungsten anomaly?
That's correct. In the gold business, for example, people do what they call early stage soil sampling or calcrete sampling. They take a bit out of a metre or so from the ground and they assay it. If they get 1/10 of a gram, they get really excited. That doesn't make an ore body by any stretch of the imagination, but it allows them to focus on that area because they think that is elevated gold levels. And we've got the same in here at Molly Hill with this tungsten anomaly that we've managed to uncover just recently. So we'll go back and drill more, assay more, and if we're right, and if we find another parallel zone of mineralisation, just like Molly Hill, a couple of hundred metres away, that is happy days.
And is there reason to suspect that, I mean, does this sort of mineralisation come in parallel zones, typically? I mean, do you have reason to believe there's a parallel zone?
The mineralisation at Molly Hill is in a magnetite skarn. So there's a bunch of magnetite has pushed up towards surface. And in some places it intrudes and sometimes it stops just below. And with it was a bit of tungsten and molybdenum. We have two at Molly Hill that we know about. They're 20 or 30 metres away from one another. There is another one on a sacred site a few hundred metres away that we're not allowed to go near, unfortunately, but they're things we cannot change. If there is an opportunity to look for more deposits of any sorts of minerals, the best place to start looking is very close to
where you already have them.
Where we already have one, and that's what we're doing now.
And then you picked up from the program you've done so far. You picked up these anomalies. You're going to go back and look at them, and presumably, looking at the photographs of Molly Hill, I mean, there is scope for there to be, you know, several of these type of structures.
I think there is little doubt of that. We know that 20 or 30 kilometres away on ground owned by other folk, there are 13 outcropping tungsten deposits. We know that where we are, there are three, two of them being at Molly Hill itself, another one being on the sacred site. This area has had very little active exploration away from the Molly Hill deposit itself for 40-odd years. It's time some of that work was done.
So the deposit was known about 40 years ago. In fact, and it was a mine.
It was mined. It was 30, mined 40 by years ago. A company called Petrocarb in the late 70s, early 80s. And it was then a tungsten-only mine. Any molybdenum with it was just in the tailings dam. But it closed down in the early 80s.
There isn't a molybdenum retreatment.
What is?
There isn't a molybdenum retreatment, you know, retreating the tailings.
Oh, there possibly is, but the price of moly is pretty depressed right now. It's quite a handy byproduct, but let's not get carried away about the moly in that tailings dam being the saviour of the operation by any stretch.
Right, OK, so it won't be. So what's the next thing we're looking out for from Thor Hill? Because you've had a board restructuring relatively recently and you raised some money. So is the next thing these drilling results?
I think so. The next thing is the drilling results from formal assay. That's probably a couple of weeks away from now. And around that same time, we'll be sending the crew out there to do that more densely spaced drilling, we hope. And the results of that will take another few weeks again. And after that, we would really like to be in a position to tell the world that we've found another deposit, but that's early days.
Well, unfortunately, that's all we've got time for today, but thank you very much, Mick, for coming in. It's been really interesting listening to you, and hope to see you on here again soon.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back at the same time next week, speaking to Goldplat about their results. We'll see you then.